This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on February 8, 2018. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Good morning, everybody. The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for February 8th will come to order. We only have one matter on our agenda this morning, and that is advisory opinion number 2017-13, NSP and the Sorghum PAC. We have Mr. John Duff for the National Sorghum Producers on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Duff.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you. And you?
I'm good.
Good. Thank you for joining us. We'll start with a brief presentation from the Office of General Counsel.
Motion first.
Oh, sorry. There's a motion first. Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we waive the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents so that the Commission may consider agenda document, number 18-06-A in this meeting.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Ms. Wallstriker, whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Chair Hunter. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 18-06-A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by National Sorghum Producers and Sorghum PAC. The requesters ask whether NSP and certain state organizations of sorghum producers constitute a federation of trade associations, whether the requesters' proposed checkoff system is a permissible means of soliciting and collecting contributions to Sorghum PAC, and whether the state organizations may act as collecting agents for Sorghum PAC. The draft concludes that NSP and the state organizations do constitute a federation of trade associations, that the proposed checkoff system is permissible, and that the state organizations may act as collecting agents for Sorghum PAC. And we did not receive any comments on the request or on the draft. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any comments from commissioners? Any questions? Mr. Duff, do you have any comments on the draft or any questions?
I do not. Just want to say thanks for the consideration.
Okay. And I just want to say that my brother-in-law is a sorghum producer in Southeast Missouri, so I'm going to have to find out if he's a member of your organization, but I'll let him know about it.
Great.
I hope this doesn't create a recusal issue for you, Madam Chair.
But I don't think I'm not sure that he's a member. He's sort of a beginner in the field, but I will find out. And I don't gain anything from him, trust me, so. Although he says he might make some kind of homebrew something with the sorghum, so maybe at some point that'll, you know what I mean. Anyway, I should stop now. It doesn't sound like there's any substantive comments on the advisory opinion request, so is there a motion?
Sure.
Oh, Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move we approve advisory opinion 2017-13 as set forth in agenda document 18-06-A.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Thank you very much. And Commissioner Walther is not able to join us this morning. I believe he'll be entering his vote before the end of the business day. Thank you very much, Mr. Duff.
Thank you.
Take care. So today marks...
The leader has disconnected. This call...
Today marks the end of an era. Sadly, Commissioner Goodman is leaving us. His last day is next Friday. And we will certainly miss him. It seems like we've gotten a lot accomplished since he's been here, and he's been an excellent addition to the commission. He's been, as I said yesterday, a happy warrior for the rights of political parties in particular, and for those who want to participate in speech on the internet. And we appreciate his happiness and his thoroughness and his professionalism throughout the time that he's been here. He will be sorely missed, and we wish him the best of luck. He's, as you know, joining a law firm that he used to be a member of a long time ago, and a place where many of us have a lot of good friends. So I know he'll enjoy his time over there, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Matt.
Yes. Commissioner Goodman.
If I could just seek the commission's indulgence. Yesterday, I delivered to the White House my resignation, effective February 16, to resume the private practice of law at the law firm of Wiley Ryan. And I'm requesting indulgence of my colleagues because this might be my last opportunity to compensate for expressions of appreciation that I have failed to express along the day-to-day course of my tenure here at the Commission. And there are many people to whom I owe a public expression of gratitude. First and foremost, I have to thank my legal counsels, my executive assistants since I've been at the Commission. Andrew Woodson, who is at Wiley Ryan, was a faithful friend and colleague. Gary Lokowski, who's now an attorney at the Department of Interior. Brandy Zier, who's also at Wiley Ryan. Mike Colombo kind of came to me indirectly. I stole him from you, Commissioner Hunter, and we stole him from the Office of General Counsel, and proved to be such a capable advisor. He's at the law firm of Nielsen Merksamer now in the San Francisco Bay Area. Stuart Crossland is practicing law at Jones Day now. And my two current EAs, Chris Curran, who graciously left his position downstairs to come upstairs and help me. I want to thank Chris for Herculean efforts. And Allie Curry. Allie Curry joined me out of law school this year. Today is Allie's last day on the job. She's going to join a former law partner of mine named Chris Ashby, who is an excellent practitioner in this field in the Washington area. And Chris is a good friend, and Allie is a good friend, and I want to wish Allie the best in her transition and in her future career. I can't possibly mention by name everybody. We'd be here for a long time if I went through and named every staff member. So if I don't mention your name, it's not because I don't appreciate you. You didn't make my life more comfortable here. But there are just a few people who just stand out to me for their efforts and in my memory here at the Commission, and who are actually representative of so many people who work here. And I just want to publicly express gratitude and my admiration to certain people in no particular order. Wei Lu. The FEC is fundamentally a data operation. We sit on mountains of data. We make that data publicly available. If the servers, if the website, if the transition to the cloud or to a new website don't work, we're out of business and we're not fulfilling our mission. And Wei Lo has devoted often 50 to 60 hours a week over the past 3 years to wholly transform the FEC's IT infrastructure in ways none of us see. And we have a new website, we have conversion to the cloud, we have new search engines and functions, we have new API functions, and I'd just like to thank Wei for his superlative work, his good grace, for his earnestness, and for his friendship. Mark Schunkweiler. I've learned a lot about the law from many people here. What I found most remarkable about Mark is every time he appeared at this table before us, I saw things a little different way. He not only understood the law, but he understood the Commission probably better than any lawyer I've seen here, and could tactfully walk through the raindrops of the Commission in explaining precedent and statutory interpretations. And so not only was he an expert in the law, but he had the tact and expert in the Commission in a way that I thought was masterful. And I'm not the only person who thought this, because when I arrived at the Commission, former Commissioner McGann warned me that Mark Schunkweiler was probably the most clever attorney in the Office of General Counsel, and I just want to recognize Mark.
That was his a warning?
He alerted me, yeah. Amy Rothstein. I just want to say there have been times when I've been awestruck by Ms. Rothstein's facility and in-depth knowledge of commission regulations and policy choices and how to weave those into rulemakings and advisory opinions. It is just an awe-inspiring skill that she has. Jessica Selenkoff is a wicked smart attorney here, and I honestly admire her intelligence. Joshua Bloom, he's not someone who comes before the commission a lot, but I have been sitting in the evening in my office at times, and I have read some of the most well-written and articulate legal memos with Mr. Bloom's name on them and that I have seen anywhere in my legal career. And I have sat there and been envious that I couldn't write as well as Mr. Bloom could write. So Lorenzo Holloway, Lorenzo, I consider you a friend. You've been a steady and reliable legal advisor to the other divisions of the commission for many years. And I have always appreciated your status reports on your promptness, on your professionalism and the way you've presented to the commission. And I just want to say thank you. Kevin Dealey. I have come to trust Mr. Dealey's advice and professionalism across many matters and issues. The FEC litigation division must be one of the most interesting places in all of Washington to litigate, given the incredibly interesting issues that the lawyers here get to touch in litigation, from complicated administrative law issues to profound First Amendment issues to other constitutional issues. And I have come to really respect Kevin Dealey and the shop that he runs and the professionalism with which they represent the commission. And that is both pro-regulatory positions and deregulatory positions. And I have come to rely on Kevin quite heavily. Major Holder, Ed Holder. Everybody needs a good Marine around to run the place and make make things run and make the transition to a new building work. Major Holder has kept this place running, and it's often a thankless task. And I just want to thank Ed. Dana Brown. What can you say?
The Eagles won. You can say that.
She's wearing her Philadelphia Eagles shirt today. Dana, I can't do justice to what you've done for this agency just in the 4.5 years I've been here. If you need someone to run HR, you call Dana. If you need someone to sit outside the staff director's office and make the agency run, you call Dana. You need somebody to step up and be secretary to the commission, and you call Dana Brown. So I just want to, Dana, tell you that I know from many conversations that you are probably one of, if not the most respected person in this agency. Debbie Ciccona. Debbie, the RAD division runs well because of your commitment and your competence and your ability to motivate a lot of young people in your team. And I just want to thank you for making that operation, which is so critical to this agency, run well. Greg Scott in the Info division, you all know that I've always had a special place in my heart for the proactive compliance advice that they give and the seminars that they put on. So I just wanted, those people just stood out as I sat here last night and considered people who I had admired. To my fellow commissioners, let me just say this. It's not an easy job. You all assume heavy responsibilities here. There are difficult balances to be drawn and difficult decisions to be made. And you all make these decisions every day. And you deserve to be recognized for accepting that burden. I have come to respect the heartfelt positions of even those who, with whom I have disagreed.
Hey, who are you looking at there, Goodman?
Unfortunately, there are two empty chairs here. So you get the full laser beam. But I know, let me just speak personally then to you, Commissioner Weintraub. I have come to respect you, and I have come to respect how heartfelt and principled your positions are. I understand why you feel like you do. I think we all understand the debate that's embedded in this agency, that it's embedded in its construct, and that's embedded in its unique mandate that the courts have recognized. And we've had some excellent discussions and debates. You have changed my positions at times. Sometimes you've changed the way I explain my position, but you have changed me. And so I owe you respect for that. And I also believe that the debates we have are in service to the American people. So what some people call a dysfunctional debate, I actually think edifies the record. Sometimes it edifies the record for a court to review what we do. But I believe that the debates that we have, even in disagreement, we're serving the American people. We have had some achievements here over my last 4.5 years. I won't belabor them all. I think some of you read about some of those that I thought were special in my letter to the White House. But I think it bears repeating that we have been able to find ways to find agreement despite often diametrically opposed positions on things, and I think that bears repeating. And I know that there are many important issues that remain. I know that the chair has an ambitious rulemaking agenda coming up this year, and I just want to say to all of you from the bottom of my heart, thank you, and I wish the commission and the staff here Godspeed in your work on behalf of the American people. Thank you.
Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to miss you, Commissioner Goodman, and I think for some of the reasons that you just stated in your remarks, I'm going to miss your appreciation for the good work of our staff. I'm going to miss all of the excellent people that you brought into the building when you started listing all the people that have worked for you. I thought, I really enjoyed working with every single one of those people, and I appreciated the way they were always friendly and respectful in dealing with their colleagues across the aisle. So that's a tribute to you that you attract good people. And we have certainly disagreed. Sometimes I think that some of our disagreements were exaggerated in the press, but I appreciate the way you always disagreed with a smile on your face. I was bemused by the chair's description of you as a happy warrior. I associate that expression with Hubert Humphrey. I don't usually think about you in the same bucket with Hubert Humphrey, but you did bring good spirits and good cheer and willingness to listen, and certainly a warrior's attitude and a great commitment to your principles, which I also respect. And I just wish you every good luck and success in your future endeavors. I'm sure you will be successful. You're joining a wonderful practice group. Of course, we all know pretty much everybody over there. You've worked with many of those folks before. And I'm sure that you'll have a great legal future over there, and you and Wiley Ryan will benefit from the association.
Thank you.
Godspeed. Come back and visit us some.
Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Some of you may be wondering why I'm wearing my UVA tie today. Partially, it has to do with the University of Virginia being ranked number 2 in the men's basketball coaches poll, and likely going to number 1 after they won last night, and Villanova, the number 1 team, got beat. So maybe for the first time since the Ralph Sampson era, University of Virginia may ascend to the top of the polls. But as many of you know, Commissioner Goodman is a graduate of both University of Virginia with his undergraduate degree as well as a law degree from the University of Virginia, which makes him what's called a double who. And I'm what's called a law who since I went to law school there. But so I wear this tie primarily out of solidarity with and admiration and respect for my colleague who will soon be departing. As I've gotten a little bit longer in years here, I've sensed my sentimentality level has increased. And so with, you know, even as you get to know people, as you become friends and develop genuine affection for your colleagues on the commission, for the people who work here, I find goodbyes to become a little bit more melancholy as time has gone on. So I will, I'll greatly miss having Commissioner Goodman as a colleague. I appreciate that he won't be going too far away. Obviously, he'll still be in the election law world at a great law firm where I spent a few years as well. And but I'll greatly miss your principled approach to the law, to your dedication to your principles, and the hard work. I mean, as many of you know, maybe the audit division, maybe more than anybody else, the way that he can do a deep dive into the most minute details of any record, again, whether it's an audit, whether it was an enforcement matter, he is willing to get down into the weeds in order to truly understand the matter that's before him. And that dedication to trying to, first of all, understand the full scope of the matter that was before him, and then reach the decision that he felt most accorded with the law was something I greatly respected and admired. He is the consummate gentleman. Always, notwithstanding if there were having debates or discussions, always good-natured, gregarious, with a great sense of humor. And whether we were talking about, you know, issues regarding, you know, some arcane issue in 11 CFR, or whether we were talking about matters before us, or whether we were speaking about the more important matters of movies, sports, and music, he was always he's always a delightful person to have these sorts of conversations with. And so I would just say that for as smart and accomplished and impressive as he's been in terms of his professional accomplishments, what I'll miss most is your friendship. And I greatly thank you for the relationship we've had over the last 4.5 years, and look forward to maintaining that in the years to come.
Thank you very much. We'll all miss you. That's one thing we can all agree on. With that, do you have anything else you'd like to say? With that, this is your last meeting.
I'll be here next Thursday.
Well, we're not going to meet next Thursday.
Oh, no.
This is my last meeting.
This is your last meeting.
Good thing you spoke up today.
Well, we may have met had you not spoken up today, but as it turns out, there are no advisory opinions in the hopper for next Thursday, is my understanding. And also, we've checked with the audit division, and there are no pending audits that are ready to be discussed next Thursday. So it looks as if, since there aren't any matters, we probably won't have a meeting we will not have a meeting next Thursday. So this truly is your last meeting. So thanks again for everything. We appreciate it, and thank you for your kind words to everybody. Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters the commission needs to discuss today?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Thank you. This meeting stands adjourned.